Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Center in Toronto, way off to the north, I can see Pickle Lake, Ontario. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. This podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, we're going to have some fun. Carol Henry is with us. Carol is a Lumina Spark affiliate. She's the founder and the head at Carol Henry Coaching, CarolHenryCoaching.com. Carol, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, Carol, I'm really excited because we do talk to coaches. We've talked to people that have been coached. We talk to people that probably should get a coach. But I'm really interested in what your background is and what it is that sets you apart from others doing similar work.
I work with leaders and their teams to help them become effective communicators, influencers, and collaborators. I focus on awareness mostly to make this happen. I believe that awareness, both of self and others, is the foundation for great leaders, and it's a cornerstone of great communicating and great teamwork.
Now, you have quite a bit of experience and some recognized credentials, correct?
Yes, I do. I am an International Coach Federation professional certified coach, which means I have at least 1,000 hours of coaching under my belt. I spent 25 years in the Ontario College system as a faculty member and then as an administrator and then as the director of professional development for staff, managers, and executives at the college system. That's really informed my beliefs in professional development and specifically about the challenges facing leaders and their teams.
So let's talk about that for a minute. Are you seeing reoccurring themes that leaders and their teams struggle with?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but no matter where I go, no matter who I see, no matter where I've worked, the big theme around leadership and being a great leader is communication. It's always an institutional issue. Leaders don't communicate enough. You rarely hear a complaint that the senior management is telling us too much. They're walking around talking to us too much. Please go back to your office. In fact, it's always the opposite. Leaders do not communicate well enough so that everybody knows exactly what's going on.
Do you see that among or across companies and enterprises of different sizes?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what size we're dealing with. The employees always feel like they don't know enough. They're always wondering, are they keeping things from us? So communication is absolutely huge in helping with all the processes throughout your workforce.
Carol, in your first comment, you mentioned self-awareness. Is self-awareness important personally and in business?
Self-awareness is so important personally and in business because we are always trying to influence. We are always in relationship, whether it's with other individuals, whether it's with teams. And if you don't have a sense of who you are, what's important to you, what your motivators are, how are you expect to even give any credence to other people having their own set of values, beliefs, motivators, etc.?
Okay, Carol, let's get into self-awareness a little bit. And what are the tools or techniques that you can use to help people really learn about their own self-awareness and be more effective in that regard?
There's dozens and dozens and dozens of tools out there that have been around for a long time. I remember my kids taking a personality assessment called Colors to try and help them find out more about themselves. We've all heard about Myers-Briggs. We've heard about StrengthsFinders, DISCs. I can go on and on with the number of tools that are out there. However, in my opinion, the best tool on the market today is the Lumina Learning suite of tools that I have started to use within my practice.
Well, let's talk about that. What is the Lumina tools? How does this work?
The Lumina suite of tools has a foundational personality assessment whereby the user will go and answer 144 questions about themselves to measure 24 particular qualities that have been gleaned from all kinds of research since the 1930s. It's based on the Big Five and Jung. And basically, this test helps you see who you are, what your preferences are, and it measures each of these qualities directly. So you can really get a sense of where you are strong, where you have blind spots, where you avoid. And the absolute super special thing about this tool, besides that it measures everything directly, there's no inferences like the other tools, is that it measures you in three different situations. It measures you when you are relaxed. This is sort of your private self, when there are no demands being made on you. And it measures you when you are out in the social world, either at work or in social situations, and that's your public self. And then it measures you again when you're stressed. So what happens to you? What happens to your strengths when you are overextended? And it is absolutely incredible how much stress will impact how you are choosing to behave.
Well, let's take a real-world example. I mean, it sounds fascinating, but tell us a story about how this actually works in an environment.
Well, for instance, when I'm working with a senior exec and they're really having trouble building their relationships, what they really see as the perfect way to be as a leader, we'll go through their assessment and see what are the things that they do in their underlying when they're at home, what's really, really natural to them. And we go through the 24 qualities and notice who they are when they are peaceful and at home. Take them into the workforce and you see what qualities they stop using that are natural to them. What qualities are they suddenly pushing forward? What's easy for them? What's difficult for them? And what are some of the blind spots that they could actually capitalize on from their underlying and bring it forward in the workforce to make them more effective?
So if an entrepreneur's already worked with, say, Myers-Briggs or a coach using another tool, are they at a disadvantage when they then speak to you and talk about using Lumina as a tool?
I find that it's actually a benefit because anybody who has used another tool and found it helpful is already in my camp of needing self-awareness. So I don't really have to convert them into telling them how important self-awareness is. I don't have to do any convincing. Already I've got a convert who really wants to know more about themselves.
You know, this whole self-awareness thing is fascinating to me, and I wonder whether we can talk about an organization or a business group where you experienced a great success as a result of you teaching and your efforts around self-awareness to that group or that organization.
I have a fabulous story. I was initially brought in to work with a small group in an educational institution where they had a new leader after many years of having the same leader in this team of 9 people. I was called in to help make the team gel. He knew he had fabulous people. They'd been working there for a very long time, but he also knew they were extremely attached to how things used to be done with their old leader. So I came in on a day where everybody in the institution had professional development days, and I worked with this small team. They were so ecstatic because all of a sudden it became very lighthearted, the differences from the old leader to the new leader, what they were expecting and what each other wanted and what their needs were in communicating, in building rapport, and in working together and how they wanted to contribute on the team. It was a fabulous experience, and what was very interesting was 2 days later I got a call from the director of HR who had heard all the mumblings from all the PD days except for this group that were flying high on what we had done, which led her to hire me to work with all the administrators in the institution, which then led me to work with the board of governors. The very interesting thing that came out of all that work was there was so much similarity in those admin teams because they had been unknowingly, repeatedly hiring themselves over and over and over again. So it was a really, really unbalanced institution because they were very, very much interested in research and outcomes and had neglected the whole people and innovation piece.
It's interesting to me that you make the comment that they wanted to hire themselves. People hired people, I guess, that they felt were more like them, that they'd get along with, as opposed to maybe hiring either their polar opposite to fill in some skills gaps or some people with complementary skills that would enhance their own. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly that. And what's special about Lumina is when I'm working with intact teams, that's teams that are actually working together, we plot everybody onto the Lumina model. And you can see right away, is your team balanced? And if it's not balanced, where is the imbalance? And who on the team could be the ones that could help us rebalance it if you go to your second highest strength? You can turn a team completely around and rebalance it with this tool. It's fantastic.
What are the resources and the time frame it takes to do that rebalancing?
basically, we get together with the members of the team, go through the debrief, have everybody own their profiles. That's the very first step, like really see value in what they're seeing in their profile, really thinking it is exactly very real for them. It reflects who they think that they are. And then when they see their team, and we do this physically, we stand on a mat. A lot of exercises that we do are very, very physical. It takes a lot of the tension away and defensiveness, so people become very open and accepting of their differences.
Carol, in order to do this successfully in an organization of any size, small, medium, large, what type of resources, i.e. financial and human resources and time frame, does it take for you to say this is working effectively in this organization?
We have to go through a debrief with the teams and then set some goals and let the team work through some of these goals and use the concepts. And within a month, there is significant change in their ability to communicate and work together.
And how much time do we need to give it during the course of that month?
A debrief can take anywhere from half a day to 2 days, depending on how much time and how much detail the team and leader are able to give to this. I customize according to that. And then I ask for a commitment that every time they have a team meeting, they bring in a portion, 5 or 10 minutes, to discuss their profiles and how they can contribute or how they have been contributing differently based on what they've learned from the debrief.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's a way to approach things. Now, I want to step back and I want to ask you what I think are the key questions to any of our entrepreneurs across the country who are now thinking of working with a coach. What are the 3 lessons that you would share with them, entrepreneurs and company leaders, even senior management, about successfully using a coaching tool or technique?
First and foremost, understanding who you are and what you bring to the mix is really, really important. So in order to transform your team, you really must be able to have an awareness of yourself and what you're bringing and an awareness of what others are bringing and help them work to their strengths as much as possible. And that's a key thing that we do in coaching, is helping you work in the areas where you do have mastery, where you do get joy. The second thing is that self-awareness, communication, and supervisory skills, they're keystone skills for leadership excellence. At all levels, coaching will help you develop those skills. And number 3, building your team is really, really critical. And it is very important that we see the diversity that each member brings to the team and help them express themselves fully in that team role in an effective way. And this will create an opportunity for not you just having great talent on your team, but for that team to become synergistic and for it to gel.
Carol, let's leave our listeners with one quick hit. How do they build that team?
By becoming aware of what your own personal needs and motivators are, and then being curious about every single member of your team's motivators, taking the time to talk to them and really develop relationship with them. That builds accountability, personal, team, individual. It's what makes effective teams.
You know what I think is fascinating? Of the various things you said, we finally hit on motivation, and I couldn't agree more, and I think you've expressed it perfectly for leaders. You need to know what motivates you. You need to know what motivates your team. Carol Henry, Luminous Spark Affiliate, Carol Henry Coaching, carolhenrycoaching.com. Carol, thanks for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Ah, you're welcome.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold, LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to know about building teams, communication, and motivation, check us out at bennettgold.ca. You will find Not Your Father's Motivated Accounting Firm. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Pickle Lake, Ontario.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold, LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.